Welcome to Masechet Shkalim, Perikei Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. Remember, we'd be talking about the voucher system where people would come to the Beis HaMikdash. They would need wine libations, wine for wine libations, or whatever they would need, flour, fine flour for their Karban Mincha, or oil, and they would go, they would pay for it. It says the Mishnah, Mishu Mevakesh Nesachim, if someone needed wine for the Nesachim, the wine libations, he would go to Yochanan, Shememun Alachasam, as he was in charge of the vouchers, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Nice in Lamais, he would pay money for whatever he needed. And he would get a seal. A seal just means a voucher. Then he would come to Achia. He was the one that was in charge of the wine. It was his obligation to buy wine for Nesachim, not just wine, but oil and fine flour from the different suppliers. And he would sell them to the people that needed them so that every person shouldn't have to go and try to find wine or flour or oil that was tahar, that was pure. And he would give him the voucher that he got from Yochanan, and he would get the wine that he needed for his carbon for his sacrifice. And then in the evening, buying Zeitzel to Achia would come to Yochanan. He would take out all the vouchers that he received, and he would get from Yochanan the money. Let's say Yochanan had more money than what came to Achia according to the amount of vouchers that he had. The extra money belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't belong to Yochanan. And if, let's say, there was money missing, again, Yochanan had to pay from his own money. She had Hekdash al Yonah because the hand of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Temple of Holiness, always takes the upper hand. And if, let's say, it's missing anything, it has to be compensated. Let's see Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Mishalim Menuch HaSamo, a person who bought a voucher and then it got lost. And he comes to Yochanan and he's like, I lost my voucher. We tell him, wait, Ado Erev, until the evening when Yochanan and Achia would come together to make their calculations. And if, let's say, Yochanan had more money than the amount of vouchers, nicely, then they would give this fellow either his money or they would give him the wine libations or the oil, the flour. And if, let's say, there was no extra money, the fellow lost it. There was nothing he could do. Additionally, says the Mishnah, V'shem Hayom Kasav Alein, they also wrote the date on it. Bnei Aramoim, so people shouldn't make shtick, people shouldn't try to swindle. Maybe somebody will lose their voucher, and someone else will find it, and he'll try to use it in an unfair way. Therefore, they would write the actual date on it so that these type of things couldn't happen. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, and very productive upcoming day.